Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, that was informative, wasn't it? And coming up in a second, we'll do some news and then good sports as well. First, LifeLock cybersecurity experts have seen a 15 to 20% increase in hacking. Working at home, you're probably not protected by the corporate software that scans for danger that you have when you're in the workplace. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft, it's another serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss certain identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. Protect yourself. Get LifeLock. Good thing there is LifeLock, which detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number, for sale on the dark web. They will protect you. They are LifeLock. And if they detect your info, they'll send you an alert. It's LifeLock, right? Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
So, in irony of all ironies, an evangelical pastor died of COVID-19 just weeks after showing off how packed his Virginia church was and vowing to keep preaching, quote, unless I'm in jail or in the hospital, according to New York Post. In his last known in-person service on March 22nd, Bishop Gerald O. Glenn got his congregation at Richmond's New Deliverance Evangelistic Church to stand to prove how many were there despite warnings against gatherings of more than 10 people. Announcing he was being controversial by being in violation of these safety protocols with way more than 10 people, he went on to say that he was an essential worker because he talks to God. Their daughter, Mar-Jerry Crawley, told local news station that her father initially dismissed his symptoms because he has a condition that often leads to fevers and infections. She's now urging everyone to please stay home.
How old was he, does it say?
I will find out in a moment.
While Gina's looking that up, Adam, I'll ask you a question. I posed this question on Twitter a few times when public officials, whether they're religious leaders or whatever they were very defiantly flaunting, stay at home and don't gather and blah, blah, blah. It's like, I shake hands and I blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, when this person gets coronavirus, are we allowed to laugh at the irony? And most people agreed, of course, but there were a lot of blowback. People were like, why would you want someone to get coronavirus? I'm like, I don't want anyone to get coronavirus. Maybe this guy wants to get coronavirus. I don't fucking know. But what are we allowed to laugh at the irony of the guy who's like, I think it depends.
I think it depends if they die or not. It's harder to laugh if they die. If they just get it, then that's definitely laughing. That definitely is squarely in the laughing category. Religious people, like deeply religious people, when they die, I never quite feel as bad for them because I feel like they're with their maker. Even if they're not with their maker, that's right. What they think. That's where they think they're heading. So I think the rule is, yes, you don't hope they get it, but if they do get it, then you're allowed to laugh at them. But and then if they die, you should probably not laugh at them because now they're dead.
So that's undeniable irony to the, to the guy who's like, come on, whatever it is, I shake hands or I'm, opening my church. And it's like, well, you should probably fucking not do that. And here now they have it.
Apparently he was 66. But to your point, or maybe it's point shitting, I'm not sure. If you get it, I guess the point is, if you get it, who cares, because, maybe the bishop said it's not going to affect me. What do I care? But not only did he get it, it affected him.
Well, he had the ultimate some point. Pre-existing condition because he had that thing where he kept getting the flu or he was compromised or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And it's weird. I have categories for when people die. When kids die, I hate it. When evil people die, I think it's a good thing. when deeply religious people die, I don't feel so bad because I feel like they didn't feel as bad and their family members knew how deeply religious they are. I have all these grades of death.
I think you're right to think that. And that obviously makes me think of defending your life when Rip Torn tells him about all the, where everybody goes. He goes, oh, children go straight to heaven. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And they go through all the categories.
One of the many sort of nice nuanced thoughts of that fantastic movie were little moments like that, you know, in a world where you could never explain what happens after death. They took a kind of surgical precision to it, you know, like how many times you had to come back, what you did, kids move ahead. You know what I mean? Just that kind of stuff. It's why I love that movie and why I love Jurassic Park. It was like they took a pretty crazy premise. They made it feasible. And then we got on with our movie watching.
That's right. SCOTUS doing something unprecedented. The Supreme Court announced on Monday that it will hear oral arguments by telephone conference next month, including a landmark case involving President Trump's financial records and taxes. The court will hear 10 cases over 6 days in May, with justices and lawyers participating over teleconference to abide by all the social distancing policies. News media will have access to a live audio feed of the arguments. Excuse me.
Easy.
Glad I'm isolated. All those oldie but goodies going to have to figure out Zoom.
Yeah, that's the, everyone is in the dangerous tax bracket over there in terms of their age, or just about everyone. You cough, you laugh. Like I don't cough in general and I don't sneeze in general, but I was like drinking some water and it kind of went down the wrong
pipe
and I had that cough and I could hear Natalia like screaming from the next room. Oh, it's on. And I realized how weird and self-conscious does everyone feel about a cough? Yeah.
Oh, right, before now. Everyone was dismissed at KFI and we were still working together, anytime someone would cough, either Conway would literally take a handful of Purell, which is like liquid gold, I don't know how, but just for the joke, and throw it at you. Or someone would yell, coronavirus, coronavirus. So that was happening.
He stained so many blouses that week.
I bet Jodie Foster wishes she worked with Conway instead of Miggs. God damn, it'd be such emotionally so much better for her work with Tim Conway Jr. than to go into maximum security dungeon with Miggs in the next cell over, right? Think about it.
It would be a lot. Yeah.
Also, Teresa,
it wouldn't be like 40% better. It's like
1,000.
I'm going to say opposite end of the spectrum, man, 100%.
Yeah.
Also, Teresa posed a theory to me today because we were recording our podcast, and I don't think it applies because it's not within the window. But last year, I don't know if you may remember, you may not, at the end of May, I got very sick, couldn't breathe, coughed so much I stopped breathing, and I had to go to be taken in an ambulance. And that doesn't fall in the window. I know they're saying now coronavirus may have been in LA in the fall, and this was in May. But she said, what if? Because nobody ever told me what it was. They go, we don't know. Take some cough syrup. They go, what if that was it? And now you have the antigens and now you're fine. So maybe I'd more interested in the antigen test than the coronavirus test.
Just chance it.
Ernest Lease.
Oh, no.
Got a new name. Typhoid Jewess.
No, doesn't make any sense.
You were like that gay flight attendant that brought AIDS over after he fucked that monkey.
I don't think that's at all how that story went.
I believe I've studied. I've been on the internet. I know what's going on. See, that's why some people don't like your people, you know. You come over here with your bronchial conditions. You spread the diseases around. Mm. You hurt good people.
Sure.
Mr. Bigot, doesn't sound like you're asking anymore. It sounds like you're just using this for a way to insult her.
I'm just asking. Wait, sorry. Yeah, I forgot.
At the very least, humorous and go up at the end of your sentence.
Yeah, I'm just asking. That's all. It's okay. Just, you know.
It's fair.
You
ask a fair question. You know, you gave me a lot to think about. Thank you.
Yeah, you got that filthy Chinese flu there. That'll pollute your lungs real good.
Called COVID-19.
I'm just asking. I'm just saying. What's my tagline again? Just asking. That's all.
Okay, so. Fair enough. Thank you. The WWE will begin running live shows because they have been deemed an essential business in Florida. This is according to ESPN. What's more Florida than that?
By the way, in Florida, the guy who stands by the pier with the iguana on his shoulder so you can take a picture with him, that's mm-hmm. considered an essential business.
Yeah, and house.
In Florida.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is there anything that is not considered an essential business in Florida? If the WWE is essential.
Dentist.
Yes.
Funny. That was good.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't believe I sent the clip in time for the show, but I did see, you know, because you're thinking the mayor's the dumbest person on earth. Why would he allow that? But when the mayor was asked about it, he passed the buck a little and said, you know, our office got together with the governor's office and bada bing, bada boom. It was decided this was essential. So yeah. I don't know who deemed this essential, but apparently it's essential.
Well, you know, Florida shut down pretty late in this world where there's a lot of information coming out.
Post spring break.
They shut down late. Everyone is going nuts about spring break. Their death per thousand is really low. Now, I don't know how many people are infected in Florida. That's another question. But the death per thousand in Florida is minuscule to New York. And even it's lower than Los Angeles. I think it's really low. But I don't know that you can draw a straight line to, well, they shut down late. But anyway, you were going to say, Brian?
Well, I was going to say one big factor, and a lot of people tweeted me this when I was making fun of Florida for all the spring breakers. They're not from Florida. They're from Alabama and Georgia and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? They came here for a week. They went to the beach and they left. So
And then there's the heat, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not good. But all I'm saying is this. When everyone goes, it's a good thing we shut down when we shut down, because if we didn't shut down, we would have X, Y, and Z. We still got a lot of data to sift through because Florida shut down late and they have a very low death per thousand, maybe lower than almost anywhere in the country. So there's still a lot of stuff to sift through. All right.
And I was going to say, think about Boca and where my people go to retire. There's a lot of elderly in parts of Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of your kind. There, Juna.
You know, it is my fault for bringing it up.
Yeah, it's on you.
All right, let me you did kind of lean into that bit. Better help. Oh, we all need a little help sometimes. Let's face it, man, with what's going on out there in the world these days, you know, everyone's talking about, you know, fitness and health and watching their diet and keeping up with their exercise and taking walks. How about your being, man? How about your brain? We need a little emotional help out there. BetterHelp's online counseling. Licensed counselors who specialize in issues including depression and anxiety, complicated relationships, grief, trauma, anger, and more. Schedule a secure video session online or do a phone session. Plus, securely exchange unlimited messages as well. Just fill out a questionnaire about your needs. Get matched with a counselor and start communicating in under 24 hours. Take care of yourself. Come on, people. If you're not happy with your counselor, easily request a new therapist anytime at no additional charge. It's BetterHelp, right, Dawson?
Adam Carolla Show listeners will get 10% off their first month with discount code Carolla. That's BetterHelp.com/Carolla. Why not get help? BetterHelp.com/Carolla.
All right, Gina.
All right. I was just looking at a news alert that came in, but I don't have the subscription to the Washington Post, so I'm not even going to bring it up.
Read it.
Well, no, I mean, I can't access it, but I thought the news alert said just now Trump halts funding to the World Health Organization, since we were just talking about that. But I will research that further for tomorrow.
The guy who runs the World Health Organization is as creepy like international characters you've ever
seen. Tedros Adhanom.
He's got a lot of stuff going for him in the weirdo department. But
just facially, isn't he creepy Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yes. Pedophile Neil deGrasse Tyson. And he's doing a lot of defending of China. So keep your eye on that guy.
We'll see. Well, how about some good news? John Krasinski is really, people are loving his SGN, his Some Good News Network. He's doing this fun show on YouTube that's, you know, it's usually just pulling, you know, headlines and tweets. But then now he's stepping up his game and he's giving people gifts and surprising them. And it's a nice relief from every, you know, everything that's going on. So he surprised 5 COVID unit workers from Boston's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center with an appearance by Red Sox legend David Ortiz on his YouTube show called Some Good News. More happened, but I'll play you this clip first.
Your surprise is actually a surprise for me. He is a hero of mine, and I hope a hero of yours. Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, David Ortiz.
How you guys doing?
Good. Yeah, you.
Hey, I got to tell you guys from the very bottom of my heart how much I love and respect you for what you guys are doing. Taking your life, taking your time. That's something that it goes beyond everything. So the Red Sox are going to donate 4 tickets for life.
What?
Yes. To you and everybody at Beth Israel.
Yes. Wow. Right. Now, you tell them how long you've been waiting to get tickets for the Red Sox.
I thought I was a big deal, but I've been waiting on the wait list for 16 years and I've still heard nothing. So I might be able to get Big Poppy, but I don't get the Big Poppy treatment. That's for sure. Hey.
So they gave everyone, all the hospital workers, 4 tickets each for life when they reopen, of course. And then they sent that group of workers, the COVID workers, on what John Krasinski called the most sanitized duck boat in America, which took them to Fenway, where Jumbotron played videos of the mayor of Boston, the governor of Massachusetts, the entire Red Sox team applauding for them. It really chokes me up. It was so nice. And then they're, you know, they're running the bases and they're, you know, doing all these nice things. He also announced that every nurse and doctor in America will get to have free cell service for 3 months through AT&T. I am sure that will be worked out in some fashion at some point.
You know, it strikes me with Big Poppy, like, we don't normally like fat people. And we oftentimes don't like people with strong accents.
But
if you have the right accent and you have the right amount of girth, we love you even more.
Right.
Poppy has the perfect accent for us, right? It's like just enough that we can always tell what he's saying. Never gets over his skis. He doesn't say indubitably a lot or pronounce aluminum aluminium. Or right. Any of that. You know what I mean? He stays in his lane. He's this big, husky, like teddy bear of a guy. And we just go, as Americans, we just go, I love that guy. Love that guy. Big Poppy. Love him. Like, I don't know anything about him other than, look at that big guy. Love that big guy. You know, like you train. Like, I'm telling you, when I walked Phil down the street, not in this modern hell we're living in, but in the past, I'd walk Phil down the street. He's a big old lug of a dog. You know, chicks would just come running at him and like hug him and he'd be licking their face. And I love this guy. And it's like, it's all sort of based on his stature and his way. Yeah. And his gait and just sort of the way he's looking and stuff, like whatever they're reading into that. And Big Poppy just, he has the right amount of accent, the right amount of girth, the right beard. A great nickname.
Yep.
And we just are in love with that case. He's kind of a Dominican Santa Claus, right?
Yes. Well said. Mm-hmm. Well, what say we jump off some virus news and do some good old-fashioned regular news? Ernest.
Oh, and by the way, shot by mistake in your home country just adds to our level of love.
Adds to the mystique.
Adds to the lore.
That wasn't a drug deal gone bad or a prostitute. He stiffed. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was just accidentally shot while playing pinochle with his
butt. Went to another level of hero.
Yes, that's right.
Ernest, I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you this, but Kyle Larson, if you're familiar.
Oh, yeah. He's a dear friend.
Oh, sure.
Great driver. Great wheel man.
I hope you're sitting down.
Great American.
Yeah.
Great wheelman. Great friend. I confide in him.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't heard.
He speaks for me. He's he's a wonderful. I don't know what the story is, but Kyle's one hell of a driver. But he's a better. You know what? Better than driver, he's a better orator. He speaks. He speaks to the flock. He speaks to the congregation. A lot of wisdom. You know, NASCAR guys don't normally have a lot of wisdom.
Right.
You know, just kind of turn left kind of guys.
Right.
Not
but this
that.
Guy has a lot to say.
Deep respect for the man.
Okay.
Deep, unabiding respect for the man. So what happened?
Well, he's been fired from NASCAR for dropping the N-bomb.
Going too fast? You had a backfire?
No, for a racial slur during a virtual racing event.
Oh, that's your cousin, Rachel Slur.
Oh, Rachel Slur. Yeah, what happened over there?
Have we said that before?
I think we had a Rachel Slur
in there. That's goddamn brilliant. The star driver was competing in an iRacing event Sunday night when he seemingly lost communication with his headset. While doing a microphone check, Larson said, "You can't hear me?" And then apparently he couldn't be heard, started dropping an N-bomb here and there. Larson posted a video apology on Monday, but Larson was fired by his team, Chip Ganassi Racing. A statement from the team reads, quote, "As we said before, the comments that Kyle made were both offensive and unacceptable, especially given the values of our organization." That's not the NASCAR you know and love, Ernest.
No. I saw the story. I didn't know what the story was. I thought he just dropped an N-bomb, which he did, but I thought it was in the heat of battle or something. Like if these guys are used to being
crime of passion.
You're used to being in your car and it's deafening in there, and God knows what's coming out of your mouth if somebody cuts you off, right?
Right.
But he said it into a mic, and I'm like, well, he was in a simulator, so it wasn't. If he'd said that in his car, then his team would have heard it, presumably, but not the nation. Now,
right.
He said it, but the question now is, was he fucking around checking his mic? Like, I have done that before where, like, the mic doesn't work, and you check and you say the worst things in the world because the person goes, "I can't hear you," and then you think of the worst thing you can say.
Right.
Which doesn't mean you're using it in anger. You're more like using it because someone said, "I can't hear you," and now you're thinking of the worst thing you can say. Which in a kind of a weird way is defensible, and that you're going, this is the worst thing someone could say if you couldn't hear me. So I don't know if he was launching it towards somebody. See, to me, I'm definitely a context person. If you're saying it to somebody of color, that's a big problem. If you're fucking around at home and you don't think people can hear you, whatever it is, and you're consciously saying it to be outrageous, then I don't care. But I don't know what the official particulars were with him.
Don't know.
Yeah, and I'm thinking NASCAR says to even pull at that thread makes this so much worse that they're not going to do the dissecting that you are.
We have racial epithet, but we didn't have racial slur.
Slur.
Rachel slur.
Fantastic.
Slur. Yeah. So his mic went bad.
Yeah, I'm just kind of going over another article.
He said, "Can you hear me?" He didn't think people would hear him, so he starts saying the N-word as a guy who I'm guessing is just saying the worst thing you can say when he thinks people can't hear him. It's a bad decision, but I don't think he's directing it at anyone.
Yeah, well, anyway. He had a long apology video. I spared you because we all know, you know, we can guess what it says, how sorry and inexcusable it is. But it wasn't enough to save him in terms of staying on the team.
Well, I disagree with that decision. To me, it's all context. Whatever it is you say, if you think you're saying it, it's sort of like saying things where people are listening versus not listening, being secretly recorded or what have you. Now, he had a microphone on, but that's a difference. See, I guess there's bad judgment versus being racist, right. For instance. What sounds to me is we have the clip. Sounds like bad judgment to me, but I don't know exactly what he was doing.
At all. I can see it. You can't hear me? Hey, nigger.
Ooh.
Hey.
Hello? Who said that?
Oh, boy. Yeah, he did what I said. He said he's doing what I said he's doing. He went Tourette's. Like he went like, you can't hear me. You can't hear me. You can't hear me. And then he say the worst thing you can think of, which in a weird way is some sort of progress, because that is now the worst thing you can think of.
Right.
Saying that word.
Yeah, true.
Which is some progress. All right. Jeannie, want to bring it home?
Can I please do one more?
Yes.
Thank you. This is some fantastic audio, and I'm only bringing it up because I know it's not really your bag, but since we just talked about it with Joel McHale, let's do it for him. So, you know, he has the Tiger King and I sort of after show, and it's been just Joe Exotic pandemonium for the last couple of weeks. So Joe, in this docuseries, has a lot of music videos.
Oh.
A lot of music videos. And I'm sorry to ruin it or spoil it, the magic for anyone. He's not actually singing. And he didn't actually write these songs, but he's in the videos and he's the star. So one of his songs is soaring on Spotify. A rep for Spotify tells TMZ that ever since the Zookeeper's track, I Saw a Tiger, which is majestic, was added to the platform on March 30th. He's gained listeners in every single one of Spotify's 79 markets. The country who loves him the most, apparently, Denmark. Then the UK, Ireland, Iceland fall right behind. Joe's in prison right now, a number of charges, averaging 18% daily increases in streams of his songs, which include Hear Kitty Kitty. That's the one where he accuses the woman, Carol Baskin, of killing her husband and feeding him to tigers. For what it's worth, again, he didn't write these. He didn't sing them. Credit goes to the Clinton Johnson Band, but he stars in them. Here's just a little snippet of his hit, I Saw a Tiger.
Tell all the hunters to lay down their guns. Tell them that the tiger needs a little bit of love. Let them run the jungle. Let them roam their land. Then stand back and marvel, what a beautiful cat. 'Cause I saw a tiger, now I understand. I saw a tiger, the tiger saw a man.
All right, wait a minute. Well, so I see starring in this video if he didn't sing it or write it or play it?
Because he's a fame whore. And this is just
this
one of his many
needs
projects
to be in prison for the rest of his life. Can you imagine doing a music video that you weren't in, that you didn't like, picking up a guitar and standing on a hood of a truck and doing, and you have nothing to do? You didn't write the song. You didn't do anything.
You just talked about half the music, the pop music from the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, man. First CNC music company, and now
music
this
factory. And Milli Vanilli.
Oh, yeah. Right now. Destroyed. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, last but not least, Tommy John. For the next few weeks, God forbid months, we're all going to spend a lot of time at home, and that means you want to be comfortable, and that means Tommy John loungewear and underwear. For a limited time, all customers get 20% off site-wise, plus free shipping. Softest, most breathable, proprietary fabrics perform like nothing you've ever worn before. I'm wearing the underwear right now and the undershirt as well. Going to pop on the loungewear since we wrap up here. They got the no-roll waistband, no wedgie guarantee, and no visible panty lines for the ladies. And if you don't love your first pair, you get a full refund with their best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Tommy John. No adjustment needed. Right, Dawson?
For a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/Adam and get 25% off site-wide plus free shipping. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 25% off site-wide plus free shipping. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
All right. I want to thank General Robert Spalding for coming in here and tell us all about China today. And I want to thank you guys for listening and spreading the word. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Gina Grad, Bob Bryan, and General Spalding saying mahalo.
Stick around. Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla are here with Good Sports right after this.
It's time to get it started. Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode, sure to be filled with some hot sports talk. Here on Good Sports, Dave Damashek from my cave, Adam Carolla over in his cave. What's the poop, Ace? How you doing?
Hold on. I got just my mic a little. There it is. Sorry. Yeah. It's a little nutty over at my house because people at my house are a little nutty. But other than that,
go ahead and report. We've got nothing but time. Everything, since we don't have actual sports, we need to turn every mundane activity into some sport, some sort of scoreboard. So go ahead and report who the winners and losers are from Carolla Mance.
Well, there's a couple of things I'm noticing going on. I'm messing around with my headphones. Volume here. Sorry. Let's see. The girls are nuts and the boys don't care that much. It's about how it goes. But also there's a new world order, which I had been predicting and talking about. And it is upon us now, which is money is invisible now. Everything's just electronic. Meaning the Grubhub guy just shows up, drops off food and leaves. That I don't even know if there's any money exchanged. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all invisible. Like when we grew up, it was, dad put the change on the bureau and I can, it's 85 cents there. I can go down to the corner and get a snow cone or whatever. Everything is invisible. Nothing has any value and nothing matters. So it's like when I talk to my daughter about, you know, guys who work for me, guys who need to work. Her thing is like, tell them to go home and stay home and never leave their home, you know? And it's like, they have to work. It's like, they don't. They need to go. She thinks everyone can just go home and call Grubhub and call it a life. She doesn't, the money is invisible now, is what I'm saying. There's no connection to it.
It is fascinating. And when we emerge from this, I think we talked about this, you know, whatever, 3-4 weeks ago, right when this started, that I think that you always had your philosophy of, I can't believe I can't think of the guy's name. It's one of the most well-known sports references. The guy who was in front of Lou Gehrig, who got replaced. Wally Pipp.
Jeez Louise. Right.
More recent one is Drew Bledsoe. People still use Wally Pipp, even though that same thing happened to Drew Bledsoe. Not once, but twice. He got hurt as a New England Patriots QB and replaced by Tom Brady, never to get the gig back. And then he went to Buffalo. And I don't remember who replaced him there. But either way, I'm getting sidetracked. You can be outmoded, in other words, and money has been outmoded by this virus. What else, Ace, do you suppose will emerge as so inessential in our lives that it's like, yeah, that was dumb. Like people are saying now, Fauci is saying, let's get rid of handshakes forever. We don't need to ever go back to handshakes.
Right. To be clear, I'm not saying money is gone the way the dodo.
No.
I mean, it's as important as it's ever been. The problem is it doesn't have a sense of relevance to it. It's invisible.
I get what you mean. Yeah, no, I'm picking up what you're laying down on that.
And handshakes may go the way the dodo. I would suspect that mask wearing at airports would just be up, you know, 70-fold. It used to be kind of a rare occurrence. You'd see that Asian businessman or what have you. It'll be commonplace now. I don't know. I don't know if this is going to impact the burrito industry. There is no way to make a burrito without getting your hands all over the tortilla. And last I checked, you know, they said that the COVID-19 could last, I think it was just a couple of minutes, the virus on copper, and then maybe 3 days on cardboard and 3 days on stainless steel. I think it lasts up to 18 days on a flour tortilla, corn, a little less. So if you want to play it safe and get the soft tacos, I would recommend.
Same with spice, but if I get the extra spicy salsa, does that burn off any? Is that a powerful antidote?
No, the habanero peppers will kill it. That's
kill anything.
Yes. Who are the people? Do you know anybody who prefers flour tortillas for their soft tacos?
All right, this is going to start an argument, but yeah, Dave Damashek. Yeah, of course I like a flour. A flour tortilla.
For a soft taco?
Yeah, that's right, for a soft taco.
Oh, wow.
What are you talking about? I mean, first of all, your burrito, by definition, has a flour tortilla,
yes,
right? I mean,
yes. But that's only there for practical purposes. It's not there for flavor. It's there to hold the contents.
The reason that I'll accept the corn tortilla is because I've heard once or twice in anecdotes now stand as fact in our 21st century society. And enough people have told me that, oh yeah, corn tortilla, much healthier than the flour. So I'm like, all right, I'll just take that one if I'm going to have a tortilla. But that's the only reason I go in that direction. When they bring out the nice fresh guacamole to the table, you ever have it made right at the table?
That's my favorite. That's what I miss, the guac cart.
Do you realize? Because I always feel self-conscious, like everyone in the restaurant's looking at me. And then I don't like that feeling like, oh, look at this jerk making this guy dance, like, you know, come out and dance like a monkey for him to make a guacamole. And I feel bad about it.
I like the fresh guac. I like the chips. But and when it comes to a burrito, of course, you have to go flour. But if you go street taco, soft taco, you got to go corn. I've been to Tijuana enough.
When's the last time you had, because they're delicious, but talk about going the way of the dodo bird. They're ubiquitous forever. The bacon wrapped wieners outside the bars. But has anyone over the age of 27 in the history of people ever eaten one of those? It's like, oh, I got to have one. But then at a certain point, there's a realization, a maturity that hits. I think every human being like, all right, well, that can't be right. That can't be a good choice to make it 2:30 a.m.
Well, I'm going to say it's not under the age of, has anyone over the age of 27 ever eaten one? It is, has anyone under a 0.27 ever eaten one? Has anyone? I got the same number. I'm just putting a point in front of it. Like, I don't think anyone's ever walked down the street at 1 in the afternoon and said, I'm going to walk past the carnies. I want to get to the guy who's modified his shopping cart with a propane tank and get one of those, barrio
wieners.
That's
a good point. I always struggled with math. Once we started involving decimals and everything else, Damashek went down fast, you know?
Yeah. 0.27, not over 27.
The other one that might go the way of the dodo bird, and I'm not jiving. I mean, I don't think they're actually going to end up doing this because they'll get in their own way, and they always stand on the ceremony of the last 100+ years. But Major League Baseball, I'm not kidding. This is the time to get rid of 162 games. I mean, this is because we're going to be all those changes in sports. Should be made right now, because everybody is just going to be like, thank goodness they're back, and we'll take them however you want to give them to us. We're beggars can't be choosers. This jive of 162, like the baseball players should be like, we've just gone along with it because we had no other choice. But no way, Major League. We're going down to like 60 games a year now.
How did it get to 162?
No idea.
I feel like if I was in on those early conversations about, okay, we're going to start a league, you know, we're going to start a baseball league. And I guess they came around certainly before professional football, but not before college football.
Oh, no, I think so. No, I think it was, baseball predates college, maybe about the same time, but yeah, okay.
Well, let's try to figure it out, Gary. But the point is when we were sitting around planning the league, and it was said to me, but how many games? I'd be like, I don't know. How many teams are there? 20 play each other three times, two times. I don't know. 50.
I have actually a guess on this. Let's stop here and we'll pick up with this and other modifications to the sports world that could be made in this window and will emerge, and people will not bat an eye. Because we're just so desperate to have sports when the virus sort of itself goes away here. So, all right, let's stop there. Oh, but right. Adam Carolla, tell us something first. Exciting news.
Beat Elite is exciting. I'm active and I like to hit my rowing machine, and I'm always looking for something clean to put in me, improve my performance. So I started with Beat Elite. As a matter of fact, I just had a big heaping
glass of that right before I came down here.
So not a bacon wrapped hot dog on the side of the road.
Not that. At all. The opposite of that. You take it before you work out. Can help extend your endurance, improve energy and stamina, promotes oxygen efficiency in your body. I can tell the difference. If I take it before I hit that rowing machine, I get a lot more performance, a lot more endurance. It's it just gives you energy. I don't know all the science behind it, but it works for me. It's trusted by hundreds of professional teams and elite athletes, and you're getting top-notch performance and nutrition with Beat Elite. Right, Gary?
That's right. Do what Adam did. Take your game to the next level with Beat Elite by going to livehuman.com/goodsports and get 20% off your first purchase. The team at Human is making this offer exclusively to our listeners only. You won't find a deal like this anywhere else. That's livehuman.com/goodsports. livehuman.com/goodsports.
Welcome aboard, and we'll be back with more hot sports talk for you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out. Good Sports. No!
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Remember, you can watch this show at youtube.com/Adam Carolla. And for info on everything, go to adamcarolla.com.